बट दोज हु आर भक्तन के हम भक्त हमारे, जो भक्तों के भक्त हैं वो असल भक्त हैं। इसलिए डोंट थिंक दैट इफ आई एम सर्विंग माई गुरुदेव एवरीथिंग इज गुड, इफ यू आर सर्विंग गुरुदेव बट नॉट डिवोटी देन नॉट गुरु सेवा। गुरु सेवा गुरु की ही सेवा करना और दूसरों को बनाना। कृष्ण की सेवा तो करेंगे, वैष्णवों को बाहर कर देंगे, तो कृष्ण का भक्त होने पर भी वैष्णव नहीं है। ही इज नॉट एक्चुअली वैष्णव, कोई वैष्णव जो भक्तों का भक्त है। इसलिए पहले नमापराध में शतांग निंदा तथा निंदा वैष्णवों का पहले लिया गया, भगवान की निंदा को नहीं लिया गया। भगवान का निंदा करो ना करो कोई बात नहीं है पहले, अरे संतो इसके बाद में गुरु का नंबर अक्सर तय दिन नंबर ऑफ गुरु देवता वैष्णवों का। आप लोग यू शुड ऑलवेज ट्राई टू ऑब्जर्व दिस प्रिंसिपल, always try to be polite and humble for all Vaishnava devotees. Also you should be try to be polite with all the goddesses, because really they are servant of Krishna. Krishna has engaged them, no? Ganesh, Shankar, Durga, Kali, Indra, or Krishna has them giving some power. So we should be unfavorable to them. Oh, you can be like this. Can you help me in my Krishna bhajan like this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all the temples of South, you know. Don't do ninda. Ninda means?
Okay.
और प्रत्येक वैष्णव का सम्मान करो। यू शुड ट्राई टू बी हम्बल विथ ऑल द डिवोटीज हु आर चैंटिंग देम। यू शुड नॉट थिंक दैट दे आर अपोजिट पार्टी, दिस पार्टी, दिस पार्टी, नेवर। वंस टू डिवोटीज वेर गोइंग टू ए प्लेस एंड दे वेर वॉकिंग ऑन द साइड ऑफ ए रिवर, and that time the river was flooded. And the path was actually on the bank of that river. A very big black scorpion was in that flood, and he was about to die, sometimes going down and sometimes coming up. He was the one. Two Vaishnavas. One overlooked, but one, oh, he was chanting and going, he saw that, oh, as soon as he came down and up. So he became so kind. And he told that, wait a little, I am coming. And he went in the water. And he took that scorpion in his hand and tried to save. But a scorpion, you know, always very dangerous. And in this stage, and he attacked. His hand was going to trembling, and thus he fell in the water again. And again he was sinking and was about to die. Again he did. Again it is sunk. Again it went in water. So he was doing like this, and that Vaishnava was saving his life. Out of pity, no gain, self, nothing. his friend Vaishnava told that, what are you up to? He's always shrunken.
Mm-hmm.
And you are taking and shaving, let it die. He told, out of pity. Jadi ya bichu apna swabhav nahi chhodta hai, to main sadhu ho karke, vaishnav ho karke apna swabhav kyon chhodu? What I told?
If he cannot give up his nature, why I should give up my nature?
Yes. He is like a what? Animal. Animal?
By nature.
Insect.
And by nature he
is.
But being a Vaishnava, why I should give up my this nature? So I must say, no harm I am dying, no harm. But I should say, because the nature of Vaishnava is like this. So at last he set and kept it in anywhere on the land, and then and he took some medicine and he became. So we should try to be like a Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, if you want to be Vaishnava, and chant Krishna, and to be pure, then you should try to observe what? Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina amarde kirtaniya sada. Always remember this, always. What is the meaning of this?
Not if we should always be very, very humble, in a very, very humble state of mind. We should always offer respect to everybody, and we should never expect to take respect for ourselves. And one who does this, he can chant Harinam 24 hours a day. He can do Kirtan.
What is the meaning of Trinadapi Sunichena? Trinike Apekshadhi Dinhi. What is the meaning?
He should always consider himself very fallen.
What is the meaning?
One should show oneself to be more insignificant than a blade of grass. Just like if you step on a blade of grass, then the grass may stand up again.
Mm.
But we should be more insignificant and more humble than a blade of grass. If anyone steps on us, then we never react in a negative way to them.
If anyone is abasing me, abasing you, then what will do? What you should do?
Tolerate.
Mm-hmm. And if he wants to give a slap, then what?
We can tolerate.
Like Haridas Thakur.
Everything is mercy of Krishna.
It is very hard to comply. But if he wants to be Vaishnava, then you should be like that. Teeth for test. This is Chanakya Niti, Indian Chanakya Niti. We should not follow. We should follow Vidur Niti. Vidur Niti, jante ho? Vidur Niti. He wanted to teach this to Duryodhana, but he could not follow. And that is why he was despoiled. उसका सर्वनाश हुआ। तो जब ही कोई वैष्णव होना चाहता है तो हमको चारिक नीति से जरूरत नहीं है, वो है साधारण मामूली लोगों के लिए। पर जनरल पर्सन इट मे बी सम ज्ञानफुल चाणक्य नीति और वैष्णव नॉट ओनली वी विल टेक विदुर नीति मोर देन दैट पट नीति Vaishnava Niti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur. Not only for hearing and telling, actually, when you will be like this, then Krishna Prem automatically will come. So try to practice in your life these things. If anyone is abusing, doing anything. But if he is abusing Gurudev or Vaishnav or Krishna, then what we should do?
Like Hanuman and Balaram.
Then no tolerance. Nothing. If you cannot do, if you cannot cut his tongue, means you are not actually cutting, but to cut his all concept arguments that he is doing. And try to stop. And if you cannot do, then keeping your fingers in your and go to any river or any pond or anywhere and take bath and chant Hare Krishna. Smell it? Yeah, Vaishnava ki niti hai. Otherwise. So, we should be more talking, more trina dapi suni chena, more humble than this grosh. Sometimes grosh can pinch you. Pinch you. But this should not be like. Ataro rapi sahi sununa, what is meaning? This is first, ये वैष्णव का पहला है और दूसरा क्या?
Saroar means a tree.
हाँ.
So here the comparison is given that one should be more tolerant, sahishnuna. He should be more tolerant than a tree.
How?
And the reason why the tree is given as an example is because a tree tolerates every single condition. Whether it, the weather condition is very severe, there is thunderstorm, or whether it is very, very hot, the tree is always tolerating. But at the same time, as it is tolerating, it is also giving so much benefit and shelter to those who come to this tree. And they are receiving shade, they are receiving fruit, and so many other benefits from the tree.
All these parts of the body of that tree, his seed, his bark, his juice,
fruit,
leaves, flowers,
branches,
fruit, everything is for others, not for himself. But we being superior than tree, or everything is for us. And we also want to take others for us, not giving anything to others. Hum usse adhik, hum log adhik buddhiman hai, manushya hai. Hum apna to apna hai hai. Is ghar mein tum mat aana, ye mera ghar hai. Ye mera kapda hai. Ye mera और ये किसकी है? ये हमारा. किसने दिया? गुरु जी ने. तब ये किसकी अब हो गई? ये मेरी है. कपड़ा किसने दिया? पिताजी ने, गुरु जी ने. किंतु है किसका अब? कोई मत चुना हमारे कपड़े को. और ट्री का एवरीथिंग इज फॉर his bark, his lips, his everything. Even he can give his body for their cottage, for their houses. If they are so much feeling cold, uske lakdi ko jala lo. We can
make fire.
And we can. We can make our food from this wood. So, if he is so dry, no water, he will never ask water for anyone. And if he was throwing some stones, and he will go free through. Ek samay Ranjit Singh Bharat mein ek raja hue hain. Once there was a king in India, his name was Ranjit Singh. And he was very powerful. His army was so solid. So he was going anywhere with his whole generals and army. And he was in the midday, they are taking shelter in a very big
garden
of mangoes. And they were taking some fruits and here and there. And a boy, village boy came, and he was throwing
stones
for taking mangoes, sweet fruits from them. And this
stone
came and it was entered in his eye. And he blood began to come and he became blind from one eye. And it was coming. So all the gentles are looking what to do, and they anyhow caught that boy and they brought in front of king. Blood was coming, and they were telling that what punishment we should give to him. Kya usse hum de punishment, saja. Unhone kaha, he replied, oh, what he was doing? So he was throwing some stones on the mango tree. Why? For what thing? Oh, to take some fruit. So it gets fruit. So when he throws, and some fruits came. But in the meantime, it came in your eyes and it became blind. Oh, if tree gives him a very sweet fruit, instead of doing any punishment to that boy, I am being a king and human body, more superior than tree, then I should give him sweet fruit. Or unko kaha ki isko ek rajya ka bhag inko aaj likh karke isko de do. But he told that he is donating one piece of his kingdom for this war. And very honorably, you should take this war and give a tamra patra. Tamra patra means
certificate.
Document of ownership.
Document. On brass, writing. It must be. But no, should be more than this. Tolerance. So you should be always try to be. Don't take any revenge from anyone. But if anyone is abusing or doing offense to Gurudev, Krishna, Vaishnava, Bhakti, then you should be strong. If you are Hanuman, then you can burn Lanka. Like Vrindavan Das Thakur, what he is saying? If anyone is abusing Nityananda Prabhu, then you should keep your fate on the head of that person. That is why Krishna came and told Arjuna that, oh, yes, these are all bad persons. You can kill them, show them with your. That is why they were. So, then third,
Amanina
Manadena. Kya hai? Bolo.
Amani Manas means that a Vaishnava should always be respectful and honor all others according to their qualifications. And in return, he should not desire for any pride raised from them. And such humble state of mind, he should have.
If anyone is praising me, then what should I do? What should I do?
Block my ears.
Oh, that should be some shame. Kushal lajjit hona hai. Guruji hamari prashansa kar rahe hain. If my Gurudev is, then please to take in your head. Guruji, ye sab kuch aap hi ki kripa hai, Vaishnav ki kripa hai. Ye bhakti ki kripa hai. Aur Vaishnav ki kripa hai. जो उनके वजह से हमारे अंदर में ये जो कुछ भी यदि कुछ गुण हुआ तो उनके वजह से ये सब गुरु जी के चरणों का फल है, उसमें दे दो, तुम्हारे अंदर में प्राइड नहीं है। अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट आई टोल्ड
यू सेइंग दैट वी शुड बिकम समवट शाय एंड वी शुड explain that actually this is only the mercy of Guru, the mercy of Bhakti upon me, and we should not take the credit for ourselves, but we should give all credit to our Gurudev.
And if general persons are doing or praising, then what? If anyone is hearing his praise, then his moment and in moment to moment he is done.
His life is
curtailed. उसकी आयु क्षीण हो जाती है, वो जीवित हुआ वो मरा हुआ बचती है।
So
we should try to observe, not only to sing and to tell and to tell others only, to teaching others, but we should be. If you want Krishna prem really. गौ
प्रेमानंदीर्तन कर दो बस खत्म करो। And they think, oh, we should become very aggressive towards those who are offending my Gurudev. How can we properly?
They should think how we can do. Like Hanuman, like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, like Vrindavan Das Thakur, like Rupa Goswami, we should try to reconcile all these things.
Like with Jaghai and Madhai? When
they are not offended anyone.
Nityananda Prabhu.
But actually, when they were mad, and even since they were and doing so, then it was fine. So at that time we should try to, as my Gurudev did for Prabhupada in Navadvip, you know? Don't remember?
When they were throwing.
What did he do? If he was going to attack them, then he was alone and he would have been also but injured and Prabhupada also. So you should use our intelligence. We should try to observe some rules and regulations. हम लोग ऐसा चलेंगे जिसे किसी भी दूसरे व्यक्ति को कोई असुविधा न हो, कोई ऐसा काम नहीं करेंगे जिससे कि किसी को तनिक भी कोई छोक या कुछ ऐसी बात वाट आई उनको हम
वी शुड बिहेव प्रॉपरली एंड वी शुड मेक श्योर नन ऑफ आवर एक्शन इन एनी वे अदर पीपल सो दे कैन गेट
especially जहाँ हम ठहरे हैं नीट क्लीन रखेंगे और लोगों के साथ में सुंदर व्यवहार करेंगे और कभी भी परस्पर कोई विवाद झगड़ा न हो
especially in this place where we stay we keep it clean everywhere as much as we can and at the same time we'll be very politely and very respectfully treating all of us who we meet and among ourselves we should make sure we should not fight or quarrel or have hot arguments with each other. We should be very careful.
लोग देख करके हमें समझने चाहिए इनका वैष्णव का व्यवहार कितना सुंदर है, ये लोग रियलाइज करें।
Our conduct should be so good that people should feel so impressed and feel, oh, what a nice Vaishnava, how good qualities they have, and thus they should feel honored.
तो हम लोगों को देख करके प्रसन्न हो, ऐसा व्यवहार करो और संकीर्ण चित्त का मत हो।
Behave in a such a way that they should be pleased to be with you and to have you, and our approach towards our actions should not be in a narrow way of mind, not in a narrow.
विशेष करके जब यहाँ पर हो तो ऐसे समझो कि मैं तुम लोगों का माता पिता हूँ और तुम लोग हमारे बच्चे हो और परस्पर में भाई और बहन हो. इसलिए कभी किसी भी विषय में लड़ना झगड़ना, ये मेरा है ये तेरा है, ये सब मत करना.
Then we can treat among ourselves as we are brother and sister in a family spirit, and Srila Gurudev is like our father, so we should never quarrel with each other.
ये मेरा है, ये उनका है, ये स्वार्थ भाव कभी ना आए.
And we should try to give up the mood that this is mine, this is my possession, you cannot have it, that is yours, like this.
कोई भी चीज जो मिल रही है उसे संतुष्ट करो भाई. Oh. Try to hear all. जो कुछ मिल रहा है उसी से संतुष्ट रहो.
Whatever we are getting,
they are not hearing all. Anyhow, ठीक.
Whatever is being provided to us, we should happily accept it and feel content.
और अधिक want मत करो. ये चाहिए, वो चाहिए, ऐसा चाहिए, मत करो.
We should not increase our desires unnecessarily and demand I want this, I want that.
नहीं तो लोगों की धारणा खराब हो जाती है.
Otherwise people will have bad impression and they will misguided.
विशेष तरह तुम लोग दरिद्र नहीं हो. यदि कोई ऐसी चीज की जरूरत है तो अपने मार्केटिंग से कर लो, किंतु दूसरे को असुविधा मत बताओ. बार बार मत कहो ये चीज चाहिए, ये चीज चाहिए. एकदम हरिदास ठाकुर की तरफ में और ऐसे तरफ में वैष्णव की तरफ में रहो.
On average, all of us here are having enough supply of money. If we have any personal need, we can always try to go and get it from market rather than troubling others. We should try to follow the example of Srila Haridas Thakur and other such Vaishnavas, that whatever we are getting, we should be happy, and rather we should try to minimize our unnecessary demands.
अगर कोई चीज वो चाहता है तो ये दे दो उसको. उसके लिए ये मत करो कि ये मेरा है तेरा, उसे दे दो. बल्कि अपने मत खाओ, उनको दो.
If you have something, some article or some prasadam, etc., and you think somebody else needs this, requires this, and he requests you, then you kindly give him. Do not try to show your possession. It is mine.
पहले उसे खिला करके तब खाओ.
First feed others, and then you should eat.
If you are doing and you are preserving all these things, you will be happy. And all will be happy, right. And all will help you.
Srila Gurudev ki jai.